Hello, my dear. Did you miss me?
Oh,
You know I'd never leave you. I mean, that's why I brought you here. So we'd never be apart again. Do you really doubt my love for you? Come on, you can't say this isn't love. You don't know that. No one knows that. Maybe this is just another type of love. I mean, everyone's got different ways to express how they feel, right? Well, what if this is just the way I show my affection? Kidnapping you? Oh, sweetie, you know that's not true. Well, okay. I guess, technically, if you want to go by the official definition of the word kidnapping, I did kind of kidnap you, but I didn't actually kidnap you. Not really. I just had to save you from making the worst mistake of your life. Well, yeah. You were going to marry that. Ugh, woman. And she would have ruined you. Oh, trust me. I've done my research on her. She's the worst. You would have been had nothing more than a long line of men that she uses for monetary gain and prestige. And once she's through with you, she would have tossed you to the curb, just like the 15 other guys she used to be with. Well, of course my research is impeccable. Do you really think I wouldn't have checked out my competition, her out? Especially if you were so interested in her. I mean, yeah, I get it. I mean, who wouldn't be swayed by someone like her? She's beautiful, confident, always kind to other people around her. But I promise you, she was a snake. And like a good gardener, I had to make sure to exterminate all vermin. If you want proof, I've got lots of it. I've got all the pictures and written testimony you could ask for and more. Just don't ask me how I got my hands on them. Just know that they are legit. Anyway, I couldn't let her do that to my darling. Are you worried about her? Don't worry, no. She'll be out of the hospital before you know it. And, as for you, well, I couldn't risk you wasting any more of your precious time to spend it by her ungrateful side, so I did what I had to do. I don't think you understand. I'm so sorry. Is that lump on the back of your head okay? I'm sorry about the bandage. Oh, and the shaved spot. It was the only way I could get the adhesive to stick. I mean, if I left all the hair there, the bandage would have had no place to stick except on your precious hair, and that would have just caused you even more grief. And I really didn't want to do that to you. Gosh, I can't believe it. You're finally here. after all these years. You have no idea how long I've been watching you, caring for you, dreaming of you. Oh, are you comfortable, by the way? Yeah, I know there's not a lot of natural light here, seeing as how it's the basement and all, but well, at least it's spacious, right? And I made sure to fill it with all sorts of things that I thought you might enjoy. I noticed you were a fan of Tolkien, so as you can see, I got all of his books. And C.S. Lewis as well, although he can get a little sanctimonious for my taste. But I do find the idea of a doorway to another room in the back of a closet to be super adorable. Just like you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm staring. You must be hungry. I totally forgot the whole reason I came down here. I just got so distracted watching your cute little face. Here, I made you some waffles and bacon. So crispy, you could break it into a billion pieces just by tapping it with a fork. Just the way you like it. Oh, but your hands, do you think you can put those handcuffs on yourself? It's just, I've got to open the lock to let myself in, but I don't. I'm sorry, I don't trust you yet. I mean, I'm sure I will at some point, but I think you need to spend a little more time getting deprogrammed. And unfortunately, that's not going to be easy or fast. But that's okay. I'm totally willing to wait. I'll wait forever if it's for you. Okay. Thank you so much for your cooperation. It's good to see that you're getting more and more cooperative these days. Right. You must be hungry. Okay, open your mouth. Say, So, what do you think? Is the bacon just as crispy as you like it? You do? I am so relieved to hear that. Yeah. Remember the first few weeks when you were here? You were so angry at me. You didn't want to eat anything I made, no matter how much time I took, no matter how much effort I put into each dish. I mean, by the time you were willing to take a single bite, you'd lost like 40 pounds, and your ribs were starting to poke through your shirt. Again, you have no idea how sorry I am that you had to suffer like that. But like I said before, I didn't really have much of a choice. If I had let you go, if I had let my resolve crumble, then she would have broken your heart. And a broken heart is way more difficult to heal than a broken bone or two. As I'm sure you know. Okay. Are you all done? Are you full now? Good. So, how was it? Everything tasty? Oh, okay. Phew. All right. All right. Do you mind if I just sit here next to you? I promise I won't try to touch you. I know you're still a little wary of me. But, that's okay. Like I said, I'm willing to wait forever if it means I can finally have you all to myself. Oh, work? Silly. You know I work from home. I can dictate my own hours, so don't worry. You're not keeping me from anything. Actually, to be honest, I kind of wanted to celebrate a little bit. I just landed this really great government contract deal, and if it goes well, I'll be able to buy you anything you want. I just really want to take care of your every need, my dearest. Do you mind if I just lean against you? This feels amazing. I've dreamed about this, you know? Being this close to you, smelling the soap on your skin, the shampoo in your hair. You feel so stiff against me, but I guess that's to be expected. I mean, this is the first time we've been so close like this. Thank you for indulging me. I know this isn't easy. Trust me, I know. You're a strong-willed guy. You know what you want, or at least you think you know what you want. And you think you don't want this. But trust me, you do. You definitely do. It's just going to take a little longer for you to realize that. But that's okay. I can wait. Would you mind terribly if I gave it a quick brushing? Your hair, I mean. It's looking a little unruly. I promise, I won't touch anywhere but your head and your hair. Yeah, this trust between us, it's still far too fragile to take any further liberties with you. I know that. You're like a shy little deer. I've got to be patient and wait for you to come to me out of your own free will. But this shy little deer still needs to get his fur combed, so why don't you let me do that for you? I really want to show you how gentle, how caring I could be. And I just so happen to have a comb on me. Okay. You ready? Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Oh, do you mind if I sing, by the way? I find that singing soothes the nerves. Every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. How my poor heart aches with every step you take, every move you make, and every vow you break, Every smile you take, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you. Every move you make, and every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you. Okay, there. Now, don't you just look so nice and presentable? I want to kiss you so badly, but boundaries, right? I mean, it'll happen, just not today. And I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm gonna have to leave you now. I should probably get some work done because it's one small step to giving you the world, you know? Oh, but before I go, I love you. You know that.